Who were you with?
Vernon Mason.
Do you remember having like a family doctor who cared for you and your family in your youth or in general your lifetime?
Yes.
Oh, what was his name?
Dr. Thorne.
Do you have a relationship with him?
Very. Yeah. He was a neighbor also.
What about him did you admire?
He was very dedicated. He had a really good reputation. He was very gentle, kind, compassionate. Being a neighbor, if my mom called to get an appointment, many times he would stop by our house rather than having her bring me into the doctor's office.
So he often did it at hospitals?
Sometimes. Yeah, I wouldn't say often, but yeah, sometimes, yes.
Do you believe that having that sort of connection with that doctor is important for doctors?
House calls, probably not house calls, but having someone who he actually knows who you are, yes, I think is really important that he was part of the community and knew his patients.
Do you have any like specific memories of him, or like any specific moments that you can remember about him, or like kind of how he was? Or
yes. He was very professional. He treated me as a kid. He didn't ignore me. He would talk to me if he was examining me or whatever. You know, we've all been to the doctor that kind of ignores the patient and talks to the people around them, right? And he, even though I was a kid and it didn't matter, he still took the time to interact with me as he was doing it. I also remember how kind he was to everybody around him, his nurses and people in the doctor's office, and how he was respectful, and just he had a demeanor of I can't think of the word. He was just not elitist, but he had this demeanor of he was important, but he never acted like he was better than anybody else.
Did he serve as a kind of role model for you?
I think so, yes, absolutely.
So he had a big impression on you, and you think that he is the reason why you became the person?
I would say watching him affected, you know, how I wanted to portray myself, because I also liked the way he treated everyone with respect and kindness, and that became something that I wanted to. My family wasn't a professional family. We were workers. My dad was a truck driver. My mom kept children in our home. And so he was probably the first real professional that I really interacted with on a regular basis and got to know. It definitely influenced my treatment of other people and how I wanted to be seen in the community and how I wanted to interact with people.
So, compared to that, would you say that you think doctors today are better than doctors were when you were younger?
Probably technically doctors are better today. They're more informed, more knowledgeable. The bedside manner, I think is what they call it, I think were definitely better in the past. Doctors tend to move in and out and come into communities where they really don't have much of a connection. And he was in the community for a very long time, so he had a connection. So if I had to choose a doctor today or a doctor for him, I probably would choose him.
So would you say that relationship or connection is higher than the technical skill or reputation of any doctor today?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. What was he kind of So when you, where you grew up at, like, what was kind of the, what was it like when you, where you grew up? So, like.
We are, it's a, I would consider it a small town. The schools were good. The crime was low. I would say it was probably middle to lower income. But it definitely was more of a community. You know, you felt safe. You didn't feel like you had to lock your doors or lock your cars. There wasn't a feeling of, there was a feeling of security.
Yeah. Do you think that that feeling of like security had anything to do with like how well you were able to get to know your doctor? But since he was just your neighbor, was it easier for you guys to like connect and him to understand like, maybe if you have like a problem per se, like where you were coming from, maybe like things that you could do to adjust to help?
Was it easier because he knew us as neighbors? Yeah. Oh, definitely, yeah. You felt more comfortable asking the questions or having a an informal conversation. Where with most doctors, you don't. That's not an option today. You see them for 5 minutes during an appointment, and then that's it. And then many times, the way what I've experienced with communication with doctors today is. It's done through a portal, right? You log in and you send them a message, and many times they don't respond back. Many times it's their support staff, nurses, or someone in their office that responds back. So there's really not an opportunity to have those personal, informal conversations.
Do you think that, do you have any like memories of him as your neighbor? Rather than just your doctor, like, did you guys ever like bond as neighbors, or was it mainly just like a they were neighbors, but you made them my doctor?
Yeah, I think mainly it was our neighbor. I interacted with his children, but rarely interacted with him because he was a doctor and one of the predominant doctors in town. So he was very busy, and I can remember him many times coming home late at night. Working all day, I can remember him leaving to go. Someone had a situation arise, and so he definitely was a working doctor, and he was home some, but I remember him not being at home a lot due to his job.
Did he ever prescribe you things that wouldn't be seen as good for you today? Such as cigarettes and maybe like drugs like heroin.
No.
Did he himself smoke?
I don't remember. I don't remember seeing him smoke.
Mm-hmm. So many people say that family physicians, a big part of the job is teaching the family. About medical stuff and being a medical guy, would you say that your doctor, Mr. Thorne, he had that trait? He taught you about medical stuff or helped you throughout that?
No, not me personally, because I was young, but my mother, he would give her tips and I had information on what to do.
Do you think that compassion is ranks higher than what attributes do you look for in your healthcare team, like current doctors?
Competency, responsiveness, if I need something, if I need a prescription refill that they send in the request to the pharmacy. Allowing me to ask questions and answer the questions in a respectful manner. Someone who, what did they say, that there's no stupid questions. Someone that answers your questions and doesn't look at you like, why are you asking that, right? You know, yeah.
Oh.
Do you remember how exactly he dressed, or like the nurse's dress?
Very professional. The nurses were in white, and the traditional nursing outfits. And he dressed many times, always dress pants and a dress shirt, many times with a tie.
Did he ever have that, like, coat?
Yes.
Did he have the medical bag?
Yes. If he, especially, now in the office I didn't see a medical bag, but if he, especially if he was, came to our house, he always came in with a medical bag.
So when he prescribed you things, would he ever give you anything out of the medical, bag, or would you always have to go to the pharmacy?
In the office, we always went to the pharmacy. But if he came to our house, he would often pull out a shot, give it to us, or give us something out of his bag, yes.
So how did those, the capsules that he gave you, the medicine in, like the, how today you see the orange plastic capsules, were they made of glass or the plastic as well?
I cannot remember what they were. I know they weren't glass. I never saw any glass prescription or medicine bottles. If I did, like, if it was like a cough syrup or something like that was in a plastic container, tasted terrible.
So you were, when you went to the hospital and you would see him, what was kind of it like? Like, what was, how would you compare hospitals now, how they look, to hospitals then, how they look?
Of course, the hospitals now are much more modern, right? The lighting, technology, you know, the opening of the doors and the push buttons and the, you know, etc. The older hospitals were just more basic, you know, no technology.
Even though he was really busy, would you ever see him in your day-to-day life besides visits, or was it mainly just purely like, maybe you would see him like coming home from work or going off for?
Yeah, well, I would, you know, if I was walking by the house or something, we would wave, but not like really typically have conversations or anything.
Was your family on a first name basis?
Could have been, but my parents are very respectful people, so they always refer to him as Dr. Thorne. And he called my mother and father by their first name.
Okay.
Do you think that having him, well, besides like the houses, do you think that him being like your neighbor and kind of maybe on the like, internet with his kids, like, kind of fade on, like, whenever you, if you were to have to go to the doctor, like, do you think that kind of got less stressful? Or like it was like more relaxed situation? Or
yes, I definitely think knowing him made me comfortable because I actually liked him. I didn't like getting a shot, but I liked him. He was always professional, yeah.
So how big was that hospital that you went to as a child? Is it, would you say it was like a small clinic or?
When I would visit him, it was in a clinic. So yeah, it was a pretty big clinic, especially for the science town I live in. But it was when all the doctors' offices were now we get all, many doctors have their own freestanding office. Then it was all the doctors had offices in this in one clinic.
Where did you grow up in?
Where? Wilson, North Carolina.
Wilson.
And he was in what's called the Carolina Clinic. Carolina Clinic. Used to do right across the street from the hospital today.
What about, did you have any experiences with your, did you have any other family doctors? Or?
We had one when I was a teenager, that we would go to, and he was kind of a really, a much less formal, kind of like a country doctor, where Dr. Thorne had patients that were probably middle class, maybe some upper class. The next doctor we went to, Dr. Neeland, he had a mixture of people of some lower income, I shouldn't say class, but really lower income people that would come and visit. You could tell they were really people who did physical work. And so it was a less formal type of environment.
So how did the switch go from one doctor to the other?
You know, I don't really know why we did that. I know there was a time that we did not have insurance, so I'm wondering, as I'm thinking back now, was it, did we switch to the doctor who saw more lower income patients because we didn't have insurance at that time? Being a kid, I didn't know that, but I look back now, I'm thinking that might have been it. It might have been a cheaper option.
Yeah. Did you still live beside your old doctor, you know, when you went to visit the new one?
Not at that time. No, we had moved.
How would you compare, like, were you able to ever get to know him more personally as you kind of were with, like, Dr. Thorne compared to the other one?
No.
Was he just, like, kind of like a, was a doctor and didn't really...
I think he probably saw more patients. I had the feeling that he met, I think he probably saw more patients and so spent less time with us. And he was polite, but I didn't have a relationship with him other than, and he was also a little different. He did not interact with me like Dr. Thorne.
Can you describe a checkup with Dr. Thorne? How a typical checkup would go?
Oh, it was the traditional look in your ears, look. With a tongue depression, look in your tongue, say, feel your, I guess it was your...
Lymphatics. Your lymphatics.
Yeah. Can I say nose, look in your nose. Take the, what is the knee, where he would check the reflexes on your knees. It was very, it was a hands-on, you know, as he was talking to you, asking questions, he was... had your arm and looking at it, and you know, and so he was really doing a lot of examination as he was talking, so it wasn't always obvious that he was examining you, but he was the whole time, you know, basically.
Yeah, so it just kind of felt way faster than actually as you were talking
about. Yeah.
So, like you said, with Dr. Neeland, he didn't talk to you as much.
Right.
Did you gain a dislike to going to the doctors after you switched over to Dr. Neeland?
No. I didn't. It was fine. I mean, it wasn't, no, I didn't form a dislike. It just wasn't as personal.
Personal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that connection.
Yeah.
Do you have any, like, stories about either one of them?
My grandparents were fishermen, and they would have all kinds of seafood, and so they lived on the coast, and so when they would visit us, they would bring us seafood, and we would have fresh seafood a lot, and when Dr. Thorne would come, my dad or mother would often send him home with seafood, and I think that's how they paid him sometimes, was with the seafood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay. Thank you.